Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
I should not have used the word that it was wiretap. I should have used the word that the federal prosecutors used.
The problem is that this administration's view of governance is that economic prosperity is...
I'm very proud I did it. I hope I can say it the right way. You know, this country's been, and I grew up in a country...
It was rude, and it was disrespectful behavior towards...
Good night and good luck.
Pee on me. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, when it's talking about it, how it's talking about it, and like that, man. This is the Alice in Wonderland, the through-the-looking-glass of talk radio. This is the famous Phil Hendry Show. All right, 877-876.
World-famous.
Right, 877-876-PHIL. And head to our website, philhendryshow.com, for live streaming audio, live streaming video of our show each and every night. You can check it out over there. We have coming up in the balance of the evening a story about a 14-year-old boy accused of spreading child porn. 14-year-old boy accused of spreading child porn. Chris Matthews is still pondering whether or not President Obama is black or what's the deal. And there's a lot of and Chris came back to try to... To correct, he was trying to give a better impression of what it was that he said, and of course, the lesson of David Letterman, the perception of is everything, was lost on him. But we'll nonetheless be talking with you about that. 877-876-PHIL. That's our number. We're on affiliates all across this country. You can check out our affiliate list on our website, philhendryshow.com, as well. Very proud to have joined a great many new markets last night. Santa Barbara, we're on in Dallas. We've come back to the city of Wichita. A fantastic array of new websites. And with us right now, new affiliates, I should say, that you can check out on our website. With us right now is Don Berman with Channel 19 News. And Don, you're doing a series of reports, I know, this week on the terror trial in New York, supposedly in New York, but now perhaps who knows where, of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed et al. And the fact that as of today, the word was that Washington, President Obama, may be amenable to them moving this?
That is what I've been hearing. Now, I wanted to double-check that, and to that end, of course, we sent Bob Pletcher and his team to New York. But yes, Phil, the substance of what you're hearing is essentially true, and that is President Obama, a 180-degree about-face on the terror trial in New York, that he is now saying to Eric Holder and anyone else, I guess, that will listen to him, we're going to have to, I think he's saying we're going to have to wipe some people's rear ends and we're going to have to blow some people's noses because the fear and I don't know what else to call it, Phil, other than just the yellow attitude about these terror trials in New York begs all belief.
All right. Well, you're saying that the president has to blow people's noses and wipe their rear ends on the New York terror trials, but he's not going to have them in New York.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that the president, because he's had so many of these detractors and opponents of his administration jumping up and down and screaming and yelling and running around, not even noticing the big, wide yellow stripe down their own backs, he has to now calm them down, pat their hands,
So you're characterizing anybody that doesn't want the terror trials in New York as cowards.
Am I? Is that what I'm doing? Well, I guess if the shoe fits the duck, or however they say it, if the shoe is fitting the duck,
if the shoe fits, wear it.
If the shoe fits, wear it. Yes. And to that end, I would say if the shoe fits the duck, then the duck should wear it, because I will tell you, that's exactly what's going on. Now, I'm a news reporter, and I am, to that end, extremely objective. I don't make any judgments. I do not take any sides. I am very proud of the fact that I've won 3 Emmys as a news reporter and as a journalist. I'm not a commentator. I'm not interested in forming opinion. I'm not interested in creating opinion. I'm interested only in reporting opinion. And that's what I do. I know a lot of my colleagues are probably not very happy with the great job that I do, but that's what I do. Given that, President Obama blowing the nose and wiping the rear ends of his opponents, it looks like now the president is going to turn his back on the idea of a terror trial in New York and is going to give in to the gutless wonders that have...
Don, I got to interrupt you here for a minute.
...that have heretofore wanted it out of there. What is that, Phil?
I want to interrupt you. You said to me that you are not... You are not a commentator. You're objective, and that you are very, you know, equal in the way that you report things. If I heard that correct, right?
Yeah, I didn't say equal. I said I'm very objective. I'm a reporter. I'm a news journalist, yes.
Well, you just got done using the term, Obama's got to wipe their asses, and he's got to blow their nose because they're running around...
For a minute, that is an objective view of what's going on. That's not me forming an opinion. That's my reporting.
You're telling me that the White House ordering the Justice Department to look for other places to hold the 9/11 terror trial is the result of Obama caving to a bunch of people who are gutless.
Yes, that's exactly that is the story. That's the story. That's not me for what did you think I was doing? You thought I was giving an opinion?
That sounds to me like an opinion. Yeah.
Well, I will give you a little update, and I don't mean to talk down to you, Phil, but I guess I'm going to have to. I'm a news reporter. You're a news commentator. You're an entertainer. You don't, and I love you, Phil, and I love your program, but you don't have any business even coming close to where I sit and do my work, let alone sit down in a chair next to me and ask me questions about it. All right?
Oh, well, okay, Don. I mean, that's about as big a put-down as I could possibly hear.
Not a put down, it is the truth. And the truth is that the White House has ordered the Justice Department to look for other places for the 9/11 terror trial because, what can I tell you? The people in downtown New York, and I never thought I'd say this about New Yorkers because it's a town of tough people, but they're scared. They're scared, and I mean running, tree climbing scared.
That, and you're telling me that's objective.
I'm telling you that is objective. Well, how many times do I have to say it? I don't understand.
Because to me that sounds like opinion making. All right, let me move on with something here.
No, it's not opinion making. If you say that one more time, I don't believe that you're treating me fairly.
All right. So let's say that that's the actual case, that Obama has decided to look for other places because the people that didn't want to have the trial in New York are gutless and scared.
And a big, wide... You didn't get that part. The big, wide...
The big, wide yellow stripe down their back.
All right, the big, wide yellow stripe down their back. Now, this is a dramatic turnabout. I will give you that. And it came about after Mayor Bloomberg said he would prefer that they did it elsewhere. Code for, I got seven shades coming out of me. That's how scared I am. That's how frightened Bloomberg is. Mr. I'm going to come in after Giuliani and really show you how it's done. This guy, Bloomberg, has been lost in the shadow of Giuliani, and now he has ensured his anonymity for decades to come by turning yellow. And I will tell you that...
Boy, that you, and to you, that's objective reporting.
Of course it's objective reporting. What else is it? Go ahead, you tell me what else it is.
You mean that they're going to look for other places?
Yeah, what is it?
I'll tell you what it is. It's that they have decided that New York is not the best place to have this trial, that these guys are terrorists, that they are not necessarily civilians, that they are enemy detainees.
Go ahead. You know, you're Phil, I didn't let the record show that you went down to the Dewitt Center and got your own shovel, and you're already 7 feet down. Go ahead.
What? I'm telling you that the original argument was that the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and others were not... civilian criminals, that they were enemy combatants caught on a battlefield and therefore to be subjected to a military tribunal and having it in New York where they would have civil protection was, frankly, in the minds of some, not only unconstitutional, it was unprecedented, and it was dangerous.
And dangerous, there, right there. They could have had this trial in New York. They could have had this trial, and they could have had a fair and impartial trial. And when the fair and impartial trial was done, they could take Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and do whatever they're going to do with him, either let him go or put him in prison or whatever they were going to do. and they could have secured this trial. They could have put barbed wire, they could have had sharpshooters, they could have had tanks, they could have had a perimeter of safety, a green zone, if you will, around that courthouse, the likes of which hasn't been seen since the construction of Fort Knox, the likes of which hasn't been seen since the SAC bomber command was constructed underground in Nebraska. They could have done that, but they didn't do it. Because Bloomberg, I'm not a New Yorker.
You're a reporter, though.
Yeah. You better believe I'm a reporter, a damn good one.
All right, his name's Bloomberg.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't get all the names. Because Bloomberg turned yellow and decided that Eric Holder better find... And Bloomberg was the guy who said they could have the trial, but he went yellow. All right? He went to seed. They ran him off and burned him out. And that's the part that bothers me.
So we find here, Don, that in your mind, in your reporting, it isn't the people that want to have the trial in New York that are gutless. It's the ones that want to have the trial outside of New York that are gutless.
Obviously. Obviously. Because why not have the trial in New York?
It's a question of law. It's not a question of...
Get out of here with law. I've never believed that, a question of law. They could put KSM on trial, find him guilty, stick him in a gas chamber, electric chair, put him in front of a firing squad, or put his head in the guillotine. I don't care what they do. And they could wrap the whole thing up in 2 weeks. From the moment he walks into that courtroom to the minute they pick up the basket with his head in it, 3 weeks tops.
Not in this country, man. Not in this country where everybody's nervous about a death penalty. And in New York, they're gonna find a guy guilty and execute him? I don't think so.
You keep forgetting. I'm the reporter.
Yeah, and you're objective. Don Berman there, 877-876-PHIL. Don says his objective read on this is that the people that don't want to have the trial in New York, that want to have it somewhere else, are gutless, with a big yellow stripe running down their back, and, you know, and Obama's got to wipe their rear ends. All right, we'll be back with more from Don Berman, and he calls that objective? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, we're coming back. I gotta get coffee.
Phil.
Huh? All right, all right. I got it.
Number 877-876-PHIL. We'll take some of your phone calls here in a moment for Don Berman, Channel 19 news anchor, who has traveled to New York to cover this this controversy. Not anywhere close to covering a trial, but a controversy about where the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed et al. Trial will be held.
Phil, I wanted to make the point. I don't know how else to say this. There is no bigger fan of New York City than me. But I'm shocked that the New Yorker has suddenly turned tail and run on this. I'm shocked that the New Yorker has shown themselves to be yellow.
Boy, those are some very charged words.
Well, not to have this trial in New York basically says they're yellow.
You're calling people yellow because they have a concern.
No, hold on for a minute. I didn't say yellow. I said yella. And there's a difference. One is a Western, if you will, a cowboy way of saying yellow. And the cowboy way is the more insulting.
So you're taking a bunch of people that have suffered unbelievably and saying that they're, quote,
yella.
Yella. Because they don't want to have this KSM trial in New York City. Now, you understand that this is a legal question. It has nothing to do with whether or not terrorists are to attack. It's got nothing to do with guts.
Well, wouldn't you like to believe that, Phil? But I will tell you that the original debate was, do we have the trial in Guantanamo and try these men before a military tribunal?
Right.
Or do we have it in New York at the site of the... World Trade Center bombings, and try these men in a criminal court in a civilian courtroom. Now, the reason why they wanted to have that trial at Guantanamo, the people who didn't want it in New York, is because they were yellow. They didn't want to have KSM and his cronies anywhere in the United States because they were afraid they were going to... You know, I shouldn't say this, but Billy Walter, who's an intern of mine, he does a good impression. They were afraid what, Billy?
I poop pants.
I poop pants, you know.
But you know something, man? You're making a joke out of something that the people of New York took very seriously and the people of America took seriously.
I'm not making a joke out of it. This is very objective. Billy, he was walking around here saying, I poop my pants. Do it again. Isn't that funny?
No, it's not funny.
Well, all right. If you want to be, you know, we can play this any way you want it, Phil. But I'm telling you, the reason why they didn't want to have it in New York is because they were yellow. And that, again, that is Y-E-L-L-A. You can go to my website, go to my page at channel19.com and see the different terms that we use in the Bourbon Glossary on our newscast. The second thing that I want to say is...
All right, so the reason why the trial will not be in New York is because they don't have the guts to have it in New York. They're Yella, Y-E-L-L-A. Is that it?
Well, Phil, if anyone out there does not support the trial taking place near Ground Zero... They're not only yellow, but they're bad Americans, in my opinion. They're unpatriotic. And they won't call me out on this because they know I'm right and they're embarrassed. Now, this has been the case since the day they announced this trial was going to be in New York, and I applauded it. I said, let's have at it, and we can secure that courthouse. We can secure it with troops, with police. We can secure it with armored vehicles, with motorized stuff, all kinds of mechanized stuff that we can roll in there at the drop of a hat. But no. We heard a lot of people crying and wailing and complaining about it.
And you call this non-objective reporting.
Yeah, that's what I call it. And
well, to me, Don, and I've known you a long time, it sounds to me like you're opinion-making, that you're creating an attitude, or you're trying to create opinion and attitude about this thing, that you're not reporting it objectively.
Well, that may be your opinion, but I don't understand. What is that?
It sounds like you've just said this is what it is. They're Yella, Y-E-L-L-A.
But that's objective. That is objective.
That's your opinion.
No, it is not my opinion. That's what's going on. They're not yellow. They're Yella. And
What is this Yella, anyway? Why not say yellow?
Huh?
What is Yella?
Everybody knows that in the... What is Yella?
Would you mind explaining?
Everybody knows that when a guy at the end of a cowboy movie is screaming at another guy, calling him yellow, it comes out yella. You don't, when you're yelling at a guy, and it goes, you're yella, you're yellow.
Well, what's that got to do with how you describe people who don't want the trial in New York?
Because we're screaming at them, you're yella, you haven't got the guts. All right. I wanted to, Phil, before we got any further to do anything else on your magnificent radio show tonight, I wanted to show for people a couple of clips here. Where is the camera? Are we?
We're on the radio. Did we lose him?
Hold on.
We're on the radio, Don, okay? Oh, there he is. We're on the radio.
What's that?
We're on the radio.
Oh, all right. Then let's listen to this. This is Mayor Bloomberg as he turns yellow yesterday in front of the press.
The federal government could find a site that didn't cost $1 billion, which using downtown will, and it will also impact traffic and commerce and people's lifestyles downtown, and it would be great if we didn't do it.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
To me, that just sounds yellow. Now, here is, in an interview on MSNBC, Andrea Mitchell, with Andrea Mitchell, here's Senator Dianne Feinstein, also calls for moving the KSM trial. You talk about a gutless wonder.
I think the mayor has spoken. I think he has a good point. I think the administration should listen to that point. KSM does not have to be tried in New York City. And if there is any evidence that this is going to either
make
New York City a target or present unusual expenses, and the mayor, and I've been a mayor, should be listened to. And what he has said is, yes, it will. And what we're asking, Mr. President, for you to take this trial somewhere else. And there are other places to try it.
How about Guantanamo?
States,
no,
which
no,
are more
no.
remote, which are much less.
All right, we'll be back. Don Berman on the line here with me here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show as we talk about the KSM trial in New York.
You turned Diane Feinstein down.
We basically got her point. Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
Yalla! Yalla!
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. This is a very, it's always a troubling thing, I think, anytime you're talking about child porn, even if the discussion of child porn has to do with animation or cartoons. But that's precisely what we're talking about here in this next segment. And on the line with me is Herb Sewell. Herb is a... he's one of our news consultants on the program. He is also somebody who's actually done time for the crime of assaulting children. And Herb, you've admitted to this. You are now in a halfway house, and we thank you for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, Phil, and I appreciate it. And I thank you for handling the information as delicately as you can. And of course, I'm not hiding from my past.
Letting people know you did 8 years. At a psychiatric hospital.
At a forensic hospital, yes.
Forensic hospital, meaning this is a hospital for the criminally insane?
That is the... I suppose you could say that is the rather antiquated, but nonetheless probably the most well-known description of a forensic hospital, yes.
And among your the treatments you received there was electroshock, insulin shock, so you went through quite a bit, didn't you?
I did, and I did it willingly. And today, I can tell you, I'm in a halfway house, and I am engaged in work. I can't tell you what kind, and I won't tell you where I am for obvious reasons, for legal reasons. But I am a non-offender, and I'm grateful that, there are news outlets such as yours bring me on as a commentator.
All right, so the story here, Herb, is that a man in court over Simpsons porn, which we read last night, it was in New Zealand. It's a very strange story, but this guy is in court because he had some kind of pornography involving Bart Simpson. Here it is. A 28-year-old man, a registered sex offender, was downloading graphic cartoon porn featuring child characters from The Simpsons and the Powerpuff Girls. Officers discovered the computer. It had 64 images of cartoon child exploitation in the machine's recycle bin. The images depicted figures from The Simpsons, The Powerpuff Girls, and The Incredibles in sexually explicit positions. He pled guilty to the charge of possessing child exploitation material. Now, I don't know what the law in the United States is. It may be different from state to state. Do you want to comment on a man being arrested here in New Zealand, or Australia, for having this material?
Well, these are cartoon characters. You're talking about Bart Simpson. This is a cartoon character, and I'm not that familiar with this cartoon character. But the cartoon character with a head that is oversized, the body is smaller than the head. It's not even remotely human-looking. It's a fantastical rendering of a humorous character that is underage. And that this man is getting his... forgive me, he's getting his jollies looking at this. And I don't know what this Bart Simpson's doing, whether he's engaged and if he's with a Powerpuff Girl. I don't know what that is.
It's another cartoon. The Powerpuff Girls are probably a little bit more sexually attractive. They're probably more, what's the word? They probably are more put together. They don't have heads bigger than their bodies.
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. If you are an offender and all you have are cartoons of creatures, of beings with big heads and little feet, and they're climbing all over each other, I don't know how that does anybody any harm. And it could very well, in the long run, provide for some sort of an outlet that would keep these people from being re-offenders, and the recidivism rate would, of course, go down. Now, I don't know these images. But you can well imagine, I do know Bart Simpson, and I know Homer Hill, or whatever his name is.
Well, you're talking about Hill, Hank Hill?
Who's the Homer? What's him? What is he?
That's the Simpsons.
Well, if you look at that Homer, he looks like a thing. He doesn't look like a human. He's got the big bugged-out eyes, a bald head. And is he having sex with Bart?
No, he's not. This is... No. This, first of all, we have to say that these are bootlegged and copyright-violating images.
Of course.
And that the people that have taken these images have decided to pervert these images into sexual images. But no, it's Bart Simpson.
Are you there, Phil?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just coughing. I'm getting over pneumonia. It's Bart Simpson.
Well, what is Bart Simpson doing? He's having sex with who?
I don't know. I think he's having sex with maybe Lisa or something.
I don't know. Is that? Oh, that's the sister. All right. So what you have here then is you have a lot of people who are going to get upset over Bart Simpson having sex with his sister. And you have to stop at one moment. You have to say to them, you understand we're getting upset over two fantastical creatures. Nothing is in the right place. The eyes are too big. The head is way bigger. The feet, everything. I don't know. And they're having sex with each other. They're not even having sex with each other. Somebody drew them or it and made it, you know. So I have to say, who's being hurt here? Is Bart Simpson being hurt?
Well, of course not. He doesn't exist.
Exactly. Is Lisa Simpson. She doesn't exist.
Now, what about the argument, Herb, that this perverts the image of children, that it perverts our view of children, it perverts our innocence, our view of innocence, and therefore is just very unhealthy imagery to have?
Well, you can get real fancy and begin to extol as if we are a hired paid witness in a pornography trial, to extol the refined and finer elements of humanity. I ask you this, though. If a pedophile is happy with cartoons of Lisa Simpson getting defiled by Homer, then that pedophile will turn away from molesting an actual child. Who then is the victim?
Do we have any evidence of that?
I don't know, because these images are suppressed almost as quickly as they come up. Now, I'd be very happy to embark on some kind of study of this, but I'm the wrong one to do it, because I've obviously been convicted of these crimes. But I'd love to see the anecdotal, if not anecdotal, I'd love to see the actual scientific literature on the effects on pedophiles and child molesters of Bart Simpson doing it, with his dog, or whoever, or Homer and Bart going at it, or Homer and Marge, for that matter.
Let's stop, okay?
They don't exist.
I know, but it's just making me a little uncomfortable, all of this stuff. Hold on for a minute. I do have a tickle in my throat.
Are you all right, Phil?
I'm fine. No, I'm fine. It's a tickle in my throat. It's not my lungs. It's just... I'm taking a drink of coffee, okay?
Well, where is that imbecile that you have?
I'm not an imbecile. I'm working over here.
Well, you sound like an imbecile.
I'm not an imbecile. You know what? You're a pervert.
No. I'm in a halfway. I didn't mean imbecile. I mean, where's the retard?
He's right here. I'm fine.
Fine. Would you prefer a man kidnap and fondle a 12-year-old boy at the park, or would you be happy with that man being stuck in a basement staring at pictures of Bender from Futurama pleasuring Kenny from South Park? Yes or no?
What?
I'm going to lay it on you again, Phil. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Would you be happy with a man fondling a 12-year-old boy in a park, or would you be happy with that same man stuck in his mother's basement staring at steaming hot pictures of Bender from Futurama doing it to Kenny from South Park? Steaming hot.
What do you mean, steaming hot? You're the guy that just got done saying, well, it doesn't exist, and...
I wanted to make sure that I put the most acute description on it. Steaming hot. Just blazing hot.
Blazing hot. Bender and Kenny.
Yes.
You know what? I don't even think it's possible to have blazing hot pictures of Bender and Kenny, so I would say to you that I would much rather have that.
Bingo. That's my point exactly. I think we need to investigate that. I think we need to look into that. I think we need to look under that. And I think we need to be all over it, because
No, I don't agree.
Well, why don't you agree again?
Because I think it degrades and just degrades us as a society. Even with animated pictures of children, even if they're animated, it degrades us that we somehow use images of the most innocent people in our society for this kind of amusement.
Hold on for a minute, Phil. Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Feel better now? You feel better?
I'm not doing it, man, to get love, okay?
Well, it sounded like a campaign speech, Phil, to be perfectly honest with you. My God.
No, it was not a campaign speech. It was me speaking from my heart.
All right, another scenario. Scenario number two.
What?
Scenario number two. Which do you prefer, your 10-year-old son's math teacher grabbing his butt, or would you rather that teacher focus his attention on images of Cartman from South Park in a steaming hot bondage scene with Marge Simpson? Yes or no?
First of all, it's yes or no, man.
Well, which would you prefer?
I don't think, first, I'm not going to play this game, okay? Do you understand?
Oh, come on.
All right, I would rather, obviously.
You'd rather see Cartman and Marge Simpson going at it in the hottest action on the West Coast. Oh, you think it's funny, huh?
Yeah, the way that you're describing it, Cartman and Marge Simpson and the hottest action on the West Coast, I guess, yes, I would. But I'm telling you, that is not an option.
So you'd rather have the 10-year-old boy and this filthy old man in a park?
No, I would not. I'd rather have that guy arrested, and I'd rather not have those images. I think the thing that you miss out here, Herb, and that you're missing, is that these images, even if they are animated, are a degrading... it is a degrading view of innocence, it's a degrading view of children, and it degrades and it makes all of us worse for the wear as a society that's trying to move ahead.
So you're trying to tell me how to live my life, even though it's not hurting anyone.
We often do it. We tell people how to live their lives, even though it's not hurting anyone, all the time. The uses of certain illicit drugs.
You realize that no one out there listening is on your side of this. You realize that?
No one out there listening agrees with me?
Not a one. I don't think anyone even understands what you're saying. I think it's so highfalutin, so full of gas, such a gas-bagging argument. I think people far more agree with me that in order to keep a 10-year-old from being fondled by his math teacher, we give that same pervert steaming, hot, wickedly hot, on fire, West Coast action between Marge Simpson and Cartman. They'd much rather have Marge Simpson destroying Cartman's innocence.
I
bet you money. I've got money. I got a sawbuck.
Oh, wow. Big spender. 877-876-PHIL. Talking here with Herb Sewell, who actually was incarcerated for these crimes, although not the ones we're talking about specifically. We've got a man who's gone to jail in Australia for having animated pictures, animated characters having sex with each other. They don't exist. They're not real people. Bart Simpson, you know, but they are children, and he has gone to jail. Herb says that's far preferable than the real thing, and in point of fact, we should give those images to these perverts. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Herb and your phone calls here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Herb Sewell. Herb spent 8 years at the Atascadero Forensic Hospital here in California for child molestation, crimes against children, and you have since been released. You're in a halfway house, and we're talking here about the idea of kiddie porn being animated and using characters that don't exist, that is, Bart Simpson, some of these other images this guy had, the Powerpuff Girls, the Incredibles. And you've been talking about Marge Simpson and Bart and all this stuff, Herb, saying that it would be better for one of these guys to be looking at images of Marge Simpson, quote, defiling Cartman, than having that guy doing the same thing to a real kid.
Well, of course. I don't think there's anyone that would disagree with that. I don't think there's anyone that would even come close to disagreeing with that. And I am really stunned by the position you're taking, other than the fact that I understand what you're saying about innocence.
I think that these images corrupt us.
Well, you're starting to talk like you're running a Soviet somewhere. You're beginning to talk as if this is the Khmer Rouge and we're cleaning up the village and the child is pointing out the thought criminals. We don't work that way in this country. If you've got a pervert and he's sitting in a room that's dark and the shades are pulled and the pictures of Kate Smith have already had the eyes cut out of them and he doesn't know what else to do with his life, and you give him images of smoking hot, steaming hot, Frisco action film style images of Bart Simpson and Bender, what, are you telling me no?
You know, I don't know what you mean by smoking hot images of Marge Simpson. That's the part that gets me. Let me go to a phone call here, 877-876-PHIL. Mike in San Antonio. Here is Mike in San Antonio. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, how you doing, Phil?
Fine.
I just wanted to say, one, I don't agree with anything that Herb is saying. I completely agree with you. I think any kind of, you know, steaming hot, dirty, any kind of pictures of anyone, whether animated or not, if they're underage, it's just as bad as having a pedophile in everyday society.
Can I talk to the caller?
Go ahead.
What do you mean underage, sir? What do you mean by underage? Bart Simpson doesn't exist.
He is the portrayal. His character is meant to be portrayed as someone under the age, therefore a minor and a child. So what is the difference?
A child with a head that's bigger than his torso. A child with a head that's bigger than his torso.
Doesn't matter. What if a child out there has a physical deformity and their head...
So you're saying that this only applies to children whose heads are bigger than their torsos. Other children, it doesn't.
Let's get off of that. You know, this is a representation, Herb. Because it's animated, because it's a cartoon, it is a representation of a child.
Yes. Oh, it's not a not of a real child. Bart Simpson is a loudmouth. He's an insolent punk. In real life, he would have had his teeth kicked in years ago.
Yes, but in real life, anybody that gets off to these types of things, of cartoons representing children, that's a whole other level in itself. There's people out there that are pedophiles, and then there are people out there that get off to these steaming hot, or however you describe them.
Let me ask this gentleman, Mike. Would you prefer a pedophile pinching your son's nipples?
Don't even go there.
No, I'm asking that. Would you prefer a pedophile doing that, or that same man watching interracial man-boy love between Lenny and Bart Simpson?
You're talking about it like it's real. Interracial man boy. Oh, these guys don't exist. How could it be interracial?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly my point. So what's the
but it's the perception that? Of. Would you? How about this one? Let me ask you a question. Is that all right, Herb?
Yeah, sir. It's perfectly fine. Go ahead.
All right. Which would you rather have? Your son's gym teacher going into the showers and doing things to your child that are greatly inappropriate, or would you rather see that same person during that class looking at those pictures? Would you not think any less of that person than if you would if they did that to your child?
I'd think highly of him that he decided to run into his office.
I would think highly of him, a person in the educational system who is looking at pictures
exactly.
that portray
supposed to be teaching
children
kids?
In porn.
No, Lenny and Bart Simpson don't exist. If they were in a steaming hot man-boy...
If you use that term steaming hot one more time, man, I got to hang up on you.
I find that term more disturbing than your argument, sir.
I'm simply saying that if you were, if
in
if,
a very passionate way,
all things being equal, if Marge Simpson was in the woods with Lenny, and it was an illicit hot,
it's a cartoon, man. All right.
Sir, the reason that these cartoons have no purpose is because in America we have a justice system that deals with perverts like this.
I respect that man much more for watching porn instead of touching, a kid on the, what I'm saying.
Yeah, but this guy's a teacher, and this man was saying this guy is a teacher, and instead he's wasting school time watching Lenny and Bart and Marge and all of them in these disgusting poses.
Well, you didn't say that he was taking up school time. At that point, I would dock him in
jail. No, sir, the question
you'd fire
I
him is what you do.
Was,
all right,
we got to,
Mike, thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL.
Well, I find it highly not good for you to hang up a...
Yeah, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.